The Syracuse Common Council is debating how it should or should not restrict the $1.5 million in the city's current budget for the Syracuse Land Bank. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the number of rundown buildings the Syracuse Land Bank should be required to demolish is being called into question.
The Syracuse Land Bank acquires tax-delinquent properties with the goal of getting them back on the tax rolls. They can resell a property as is, renovate it, or demolish it if needed. Louise Poindexter lives on the southwest side of Syracuse, and she wants to see homes around her rehabilitated rather than torn down.
I want some neighbors around me. I'm older now, you know what I mean? In case I need help.
Poindexter is among Southside residents concerned that more renovations are happening in other neighborhoods.
You go down some of our streets, and it'll be one house sitting on that whole block. You know, that's ridiculous. Every house on there can't be in that bad a shape.
Caitlin Wright, the director of the Land Bank, says almost $5 million in funding from the state attorney general's office had to be used on properties involved in the mortgage foreclosure crisis. More renovations happened in other neighborhoods because there were more mortgage foreclosures.
But regardless of where those 40 homes have been done, we've sold 300 so far to private investors, and those renovations are happening all over the city.
The Syracuse Mayor's Administration wants half of the city's funding of the land bank restricted to demolitions. With some land bank properties not selling, but instead deteriorating, Syracuse Common Councilor Nader Maroon questioned if all of the funding this year should be restricted to demolitions. Wright says that would prevent them from doing more renovations and maintenance. Plus, she says, she already wants to do more than the 60 demolitions that would be required. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.